Love the Daily Show Ears Edition? Then help us get to know you so we can keep creating the content you love. Go to cohst.app/TDS or click the link in this episode's show notes to fill out a quick 2-minute survey. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Trees. They've been throwing shade for millions of years, mostly from the sun. Although, you should hear what they said about your man. But chances are, if you live in a low-income neighborhood, trees are harder to find than an employee restroom at an Amazon fulfillment center. Why, you ask? Come on, you know the answer. Say it with me. Racism. In 92% of U.S. communities, low-income neighborhoods have less tree coverage than high-income neighborhoods. And parks serving low-income households are 4 times smaller and 4 times more crowded. Sounds a lot like my first apartment in New York. My dishwasher was literally a dishwasher. I could only clean them one at a time. And I know what you're thinking. Dulce, don't people choose where they live? Isn't green space random? How do you keep your eyebrows so popping? These are all great questions. First of all, my mama. Second, the disparity in tree coverage isn't random. It's connected to a racist practice called redlining, which began in the 1930s. Redlining made it almost impossible for Black people to get a home loan approved in white neighborhoods, which led to residential segregation and a wealth gap between Black and white families bigger than Lil Nas X's baby bump. And because poor Black neighborhoods were poor and Black, cities didn't want to waste resources on them. And that included trees and parks. That effect is still felt today. In 37 cities around the country, formerly redlined neighborhoods have about half as many trees on average as the highest rated predominantly white neighborhoods. Basically, the only trees that some hoods have will get you 2 to 10 years. And you might be thinking, so what? Poor minority neighborhoods don't have as many trees. What's the worst that could happen? Y'all don't have enough housing for Keebler elves? But actually, it makes a big difference in a lot of ways. For one thing, a lack of trees leads to heat, and lots of it. Studies have found that almost all of the formerly redlined neighborhoods are hotter than the ones that weren't. Some by like 13 degrees. Now, 13 degrees may not seem like a lot, but that's 2 totally different lifestyles. At 80 degrees, you're enjoying the pool. At 93 degrees, you are a pool. Sparse tree cover disproportionately affects communities of color and translates into higher rates of respiratory illness, including childhood asthma, hospitalizations, and even deaths. This is such a crisis, I wouldn't even mind getting more stuff in the hood that used to be trees. I mean, let's stack some loose leaf paper on the corner and see if that helps. And while communities of color are the most impacted by all this, adding more trees and parks would benefit everyone, because trees might not look like big-ass air filters, but that's exactly what they are and what they do. Just think of a park as being full of Dyson air purifiers. Not to mention that green spaces help regulate floodwaters and even reduce crime. Because it's pretty hard to be in a gang when you have a bunch of parks nearby. How you gonna be tough during the fall? Like, hey man, I wanna pick up that 9, but the leaves are changing. It's so pretty. Yo, let's go pick some apples. So the next time you see a vacant lot or empty plot of land in your city, ask yourself, why isn't there a park there? Better yet, ask your local official, because we need more trees in urban spaces, starting with my apartment. I'm gonna get one way or another, because that Dyson, too expensive.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Love The Daily Show Ears Edition? Then help us get to know you so we can keep creating the content you love. Go to cohst.app/TDS or click the link in this episode's show notes to fill out a quick 2-minute survey. And tell us a little bit about yourself.